This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Rose of Lima. It was in the year 1531 that the Spaniard Pizarro, with only 180 men, 27 horses, and 2 pieces of artillery, began his conquest of the Inca Empire in Peru. Almost 50 years later, in the same country, a girl was born to Caspar de Flores in 1586, who was destined to be the first saint of the Americas. Gaspar provided a modest income for his family because he was a silver mine administrator under the Spanish. His baby girl was baptized Isabel, which was the name of his wife's sister. One day, however, Isabel's mother found a rose in the girl's cradle and said, quote, "From now on you will be Rose, and I shall call you by no another name," unquote. Finally, the bishop settled the name dispute at confirmation time by calling her Rose of St. Mary. Even while Rose was very young, she was blessed with a deep love for God. When she was just 5 years old, she decided that in order to live more fully in her love for Christ, she would always remain a virgin and never marry. Once, while her mother was fastening a wreath of flowers on her head, she remembered Christ's painful crown of thorns, and Rose pushed one of the pins so hard into her head that a doctor had to be called to remove it. On another occasion, her mother said she was not pleased with Rose's reading progress, and so stopped her instruction, but was amazed when several days later Rose could read a more difficult lesson. Rose's answer was that Christ had come to her and taught her to read and write. As Rose grew, her parents encouraged her to marry and thus improve their financial position. They brought in a priest who explained that the promise Rose made of virginity when she was 5 was not really valid. She decided that since she had to obey her parents, she would discourage her suitors another way. She rubbed her face with pepper to disfigure her skin with blotches, and she cut off her hair and rubbed pimento into her eyes until they were red and swollen. As she hoped, the young men were not attracted. Again, when her slender fingers were admired, she rubbed them with lime, which burned them so badly that she could not touch anything for a month. Her parents were never sympathetic to Rose's actions, and their efforts to get her married continued for 10 years. Daily, Rose practiced hardships to offset self-love, the source of pride which was present even in fasting and prayer, but she never opposed her parents. Once her mother became so frustrated by her complete obedience that she instructed her to embroider some flowers in the wrong way. When the task was completed, her mother angrily asked why she did not think for herself and correct the mistakes. Rose replied that she knew the work was all wrong, but she would not disobey. Her parents finally gave permission for her to enter a convent of the Augustinian nuns, but before she left, she stopped at her favorite statue of the Blessed Virgin to say one last prayer. When she was done, she found she could not get up to leave. To her, this sign meant that she was not intended to enter the convent, but was to devote herself to prayers and charity at home. She joined the rule of life written by St. Dominic for laypersons called the Thort Order, and moved into a small hut in the family's garden. Here she took care of the flowers, embroidered, and did penances beyond those expected of her had she joined a religious community. Her bed was a board on which she placed stones, tree roots, and broken tiles. She slept little at night, but in the morning sometimes overslept and was late for Mass. To solve this, she asked Our Blessed Lady to awaken her, which was done on occasion. She fastened a wreath to wear, and imitated Christ's crown of thorns by attaching many sharp metal points which pierced her head. Her unusual conduct led to stories which came to the attention of the Inquisition, but after examination, the judges were impressed that her knowledge of God and Christ did not come from study, but from knowledge given to her as a gift, and that her actions were supernaturally motivated. She said that her daily penances, sufferings, and denials were freely undertaken, and not for herself, but to help others. Rose was not a public person. She lived withdrawn, except when she went to church. The visions she so often received were gifts to her as she gave herself to God. The religious practices she undertook to deny her body self-love were intended to correct her own weaknesses. In 1614, she became ill and later died at the age of 31 in 1617. By God's grace, her body did not decay. When the casket was opened 18 months later, her body was found to be entire, flesh-colored, and possessing the smell of a fragrant perfume. The casket was again opened in 1630, and the sweet smell was still present. Those who wish to strive for holiness, as did Rose of Lima, cannot help but imitate her heroic spirit and desire to reach sanctity. We must dedicate all we do to God's will, because in our daily life there is nothing more important. Thank you for calling Dial a Saint.